The Weekly Conversation with Maitreya, September the 17th, 2005. The Weekly Conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have mixed privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you're holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or are not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last questions before typing another question. If you would like to listen to Maitreya's previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Groups section. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Salam everyone and welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's Conversation Room. Everybody by now knows that we are celebrating the Feast of Tabernacle. And many of our members are here from Europe and Quebec and Florida, and more will join us, and we welcome all of them to the feast and wonderful setup that God has set for humanity to follow as the holy feasts and holidays. Full moon will be tonight, and this is the only full moon. For 3 days, it is called Harvest Moon, and it's the only full moon that has that name. One meaning of it is the time of the harvest for the farmers that actually should be finished by now. And usually they have a celebration of 1 year of hard work and a summer of growing and then harvesting just before the celebration. But there is another greater meaning of the Harvest Moon and the Feast of Tabernacle. This feast indeed was the time that Hebrews and the elects were waiting for the Christ to return and become the King of the Hebrews, in fact. And of course, Hebrews are the children of light, are the elects. So this is indeed the celebration of the harvest, which it's been in progress, and God has been trying to grow the elects for last 12,000 years, and now they have grown up and they have reached a point that they recognize and realize there is only one God, one humanity, one Savior, and one world. They are the ones that hear this message clearly and come together and become a body focused on one center. As we said many times, nothing in this universe will manifest without center. And as far as we focus on ourselves or any other center, or we do not recognize and realize this is the last revelation of God, and the only way to manifest it is to rally around this revelation and focus on these teachings, not our own teachings, but God's revelation and His Spirit on earth. So indeed, the Feast of Tabernacle is symbolically very powerful symbol for humanity, and there is a discrepancy of the way of God and the way of man, and as far as man is refusing and resisting the way of God, they will have wars, destruction, and disunity, and they cannot bring the peace that they are long for. Indeed, we had a meeting of the nations last week in the United Nations, and they were trying to repair the broken organization that UN is, and they spent many days discussing and haggling and trying to fix it. At the end, everybody realized it is not possible. They agreed a couple of things, but they could not fix the problems. Why? What is the reason that they cannot unify? Because their point of the focus is not united. Their point of the focus is scattered in different directions, with different agenda, with different understanding, and there is no a final power or higher power that can say this is the will of God. The will of God is to create the communist of light and let the hierarchy to emerge from those communities and teach Mandar all the children of the one God, and this earth is to share with each other and reach to the space and bring even greater resources to humanity so they can have even more than they have now. Of course, they do not have this vision, they do not have the central focus, so they cannot agree. It is so clear and simple from our point of the view, and it is so hard and unclear for theirs. Everybody gives their opinion and ideas of how it should bring the unity to humanity, and none of them really are able to do it because that's not the will of God. They do not know the will of God, and the will of God is to bring the focus back on His words and the way the creation has been created. The sooner people realize that and come together and focus on this realization and understanding, we will have more people see the vision in a clear way and understand none of these earthly organizations would be able to establish the peace and unity. And if we can bring peace and unity, the amount of the resources that will be released from wars and preparation for war can easily support an army of scientists and thinkers all over the world that can help us to conquer the space and indeed find out if there are other beings in the space that they are more advanced than we are. If they are, and they have already found out all the ways that you can reach space, and they are good space people, they can further our understanding of space and how we can be part of it. But we are wasting such a huge resources just to dominate one another and create such a destructive environment that everybody longs to stop it, but nobody knows how. So all signs are there. It's not just prophecy. It's just not the hurricane. It's just not the tsunami. If you look at the earth, you can see that it is broken all over. Some voices of reason once in a while come out of some leaders, and they see that they have to respect one another and respect the international law and all those things, but at the same time, they do not recognize that that's not enough. Still, there is going to be separation between humanity, and they cannot unify. So this Feast of Tabernacle is the feast of the coming of the King and the Kingdom, and those who are waiting for Christ or the Anointed One will gather together around Him and will create a unified body no matter what nationality you are in, no matter what religion you are in, no matter what gender you are in, you are a child of God. And you overcome any of those bounding beliefs and you release yourself to God instead of believing in things that bound you. As we said, where have you been 1 billion years ago? Were you Persian or Egyptian or South American or North American? Where were you then and where will you be in 1 billion years from now? So this interval of a speck of life is not something you become attached to any part of the universe, but you shatter narrowness of the mind and recognize and realize everything is a part of God and there is not such a thing as all the identification that ego tries to give to us. So we become narrow in our perception and understanding, but by realizing that we indeed are the child of God, we can shatter all those ego trips or ego identification and realize we are the essence and are one with God. With this, we can bring humanity out of their narrow concepts and release them to a greater vision, which is being a part of God. Where are you from? I'm from God. Where are you from? I'm from God too. Well, we are from the same place, aren't we? We are already one. We do not have separation. What do you follow? I follow eternal divine path, which creates the communities of light and manifests the hierarchy from the people, and therefore they have the power to bring a system that works for them. Do you like that? Yes, I sure do. I like to see that the power is given to people, not to the people that who tell us what to do, which is not based on the Word of God. And of course, to all this, God and His history and the revelation and these teachings comes in. It perfects all the understanding before it, and also His Spirit reaches to man, and that's what He's doing. God's Spirit is reaching to humanity and awakening them and telling them where they have gone wrong. If we can shatter all the narrowness of the mind and become an instrument for God, if we are willing to give up ourselves and live in a communist of light and choose the true leaders that they are in the communist of light, little by little we can bring the kingdom of God on earth. If we reach to humanity and those who have the resources and convince them that indeed this is from God, and many people with a lot of resources are very good people, and they are indeed looking for peace. If we can reach them, we can use those resources to spread this message and the mission to every corner of the world and let everybody know that indeed God and His revelation is on earth and the salvation of man is through this revelation. Convincing yourself, of course, is the first step. If you are not convinced, then you are not seeing the vision. If you are convinced, then you have seen the vision. You have realized that God said this vision will come at the end time. All the signs says it is the end time. And therefore, you recognize that the timing is perfect. The revelation is perfect. The prophecies and genealogy and everything that supports this revelation is from God is perfect. And therefore, if you are still not accepting it, there is something wrong with your perception, not this mission. And therefore, you have to stay back and look at it and say, what is wrong here that all this evidence is right in front of my eye? Why still I resist it and I'm not getting involved with it and not spreading the mission? If you really, really meditate on that, you will see your ego is in the way, your perception is in the way, your narrowness of the vision is in the way. Instead of expanding yourself and say, I should shatter all this ego identification. I identify myself as the essence from God, and I do not belong to any of these identifications, but I am pure being from the essence. With this, of course, you can free yourself to God, and what left is to do His will. The next step is, what is His will? The will of God is the eternal divine path. Knowing His will, meditating, recognizing the ego, shattering it, and releasing yourself as the essence of God is the first step. And that's exactly where that step is in the eternal divine path. Mystical path to know thyself, to recognize who you are. In essence, you and God are one. There is no difference. God doesn't belong to any nation. God doesn't belong to any gender. God doesn't belong with any ego identification. He is everything, and the universe is He, and He is the universe. Therefore, you can overcome all those things that make you narrow and separated and depressed and all that. The next step is to join a community of light or create a community of light. And by recognizing this step, you will see that going to God alone is not going to work. God said, even if you reach me and come to me, still I will spew you out of my mouth, and you will not stay there. You will be sent back to earth and to this external world. Therefore, the sooner you come to the community of light, the sooner you create the community of light, the sooner you recognize and realize you're not going to go there by yourself alone, the next step is joining a community of light. Or if you're a leader and you can do it and create a community of light, great, go ahead. Of course, we are not even trying to create a community of light right now. We are trying to find the elects, those who have been in the process of growing up for the last 12,000 years, and it is now time for harvest. We are here to harvest them. That's the most important part of this lifetime and this mission, is to find the elect and harvest them. That's why it's called the harvest moon. That's why it's called the Feast of Tabernacle, the tabernacle of God, which He will be coronated as the king. Not any other leaders, any other beings on earth, but God and His spirit as the king will be accepted. And many nations and religions have recognized the anointed one. There is a discrepancy between anointed one and voted one. The voted one is chosen by man, and in Bible God clearly shows what's the difference between those who men choose, just Saul, and the one God chose, which was King David. So there's a difference between the anointed one and the people who people choose. The idea is eventually people choose the anointed one. We can create an environment that communities of light are so aware of their environment that they choose people that they are true leaders that have a spirit of God in them, and when we reach to the very top, the same way that the Catholic Church chooses their Pope, that was the idea behind choosing the Pope. The Pope is the anointed, that is supposed to be the person who is connected to God. Of course, we know Christianity and other religions no longer are valid after this revelation, and all of them, no matter how they try, will not be anointed, and therefore they cannot have any anointed one, and anybody they choose still is not completely connected to God, because they are teaching just a part of God's teaching. But similar system eventually should be established, and people choose the anointed one. Indeed, one of the problem of those religions before this religion, which tried to have kings, and the kings are supposed to be anointed one, they choose people who weren't anointed one, and therefore they became dictators. And that's why we can see many nations who have kings, or the people who think they are anointed, they become dictators and bound them even in a greater degree. And of course, they didn't have the whole truth either. Therefore, they could not recognize who is from God, but all through history, whenever they choose a person who was anointed one, that nation or people prospered beyond their imagination. And therefore, if we can create a system, the anointed one and the chosen one become one, then we can have leaders that they can bring prosperity to the people. And that's actually the idea of by the people, for the people, from the people. So we can see God is perfect in what he sends to humanity, and therefore communion of light is the base of this vision of choosing true leaders to emerge and eventually at the top choosing the one which is most connected to God. Such a people only can bring the Spirit of God to man, because they become a connection for man to connect to God. Not everybody can connect to God directly in a highest level. Everybody is connected to God to a degree, but in a highest level is the Spirit of God which come to bring prosperity and unity and truth to the rest of the body. That's why Bible said when the head is sick, the body becomes sick. So you can see how important it is to have the leaders connected to God. Then they are not sick, therefore the body will be healthy and one and flowing and create environment that is sharing and beauty, and people can create environments that they all have the minimum of physiological and safety needs taken care of, and therefore they can concentrate on meditation, awakening their spiritual forces, recognizing themselves. Third step is the ability to give of yourself to the community. And in that environment, it's easy to do that. In this environment, it is harder, because in this environment, every individual have to fend for themselves, and they have to work hard to put money away for their retirement. When they get retired, a catastrophic disease or event happen, and all their saving goes down the drain. Many people who thought they will have a good retirement, they end up in a street or not in a good places. But in our system, the elderly should be taken care of with the community, and therefore they are not worried about retirement, because they know they will be provided with the community that they lived in and contributed to, and therefore they don't have to worry about, am I going to have enough when I retire? So they release a lot of fear from humanity, and therefore they can participate and sacrifice in the community, and therefore they can share with those who don't have, or they're older, or they are in need. Of course, also this mission teaches responsibility. Each person has to be responsible to work and create wealth more than they take from the community, and therefore every community becomes a mini or a small manifestation of a government that take care of its elders and sick and young, and therefore each unit become a self-sufficient unit. Not that you give your money to the politicians and they spend it the way they like it, and at the end when you're retired, there's no money for you to have. So we can see this system even take care of a lot of problem in the present system that many people are facing, and they can bring a greater unity and release from insecurity. And because the leaders are chosen as benevolent leaders, they will follow these things and they act godly instead of selfishly. So the third step is to come to the community with the idea of helping the community, but not what is in the community for me. You know, how can I get more out of this than participate and give into it? And with that attitude, of course, you will be a part of a community, and you are a community-oriented person. And as you participate and contribute in the community also will participate and give back to you. And after a while, a give and take relationship will be established. Of course, still you have to know what is the will of God for you. That is the fourth step, surrendering and submission. So in surrendering, you surrender the result to God, that you do not expect result, but you surrender the result to God. If it was good, that's great. Thanks God and say, thank you God, that was great. It happened. If it's not, you just go on to the next project and are not attached to the result of your action. So we can see in that state, you know what is the will for you in this community. Okay? You know you are the essence of God. You know you have joined the community of light. You are sacrificing and giving more than you take. But what did God created you to manifest in that community? Are you a good builder? Are you a lawyer? Or are you a doctor? Or a teacher? Or whatever. And you're good at something that is when God created you, use it for the betterment of that community and create an environment that everybody has the best in what you do. If you're a carpenter, make the best chairs, the best tables, best beds, best which is made by wood. After a while, we will not have a shabby and very low-level creation of the things. But we go back as before, that a carpenter could have made something that lasts hundreds of years instead of something that is made to fall apart after 15 years or 20 years, because that is better for business, because everybody has to change their bedding and furniture and everything every 10, 15 years, and businesses prosper, but it is not well made. So we can see again that solve the problem of business way of thinking, but godly way of thinking. With all of this, still you are narrow, you are attached to the small thing. By expansion of the mind and recognizing that God is everything, getting away of every ego identification and releasing yourself as the essence of God, you will not be narrow, you will not be prejudiced, you're not going to look at things that appeal to your ego, but you look at things as they are, as the nature have made them, at the truth which they are. Of course, that doesn't mean you don't see a lazy person, but then you see such a person is lazy, you really have realized that person is lazy. And the next step is how to help that person to overcome that being lazy. How it can help them to become more unlazy and stop blaming them and say, well, I'm better than that person, I'm not lazy, he or she is. No, it's okay. You know, there are people with different level of consciousness and level beings. You should just create an environment that makes people want to be better. They want to be more productive and sharing. Therefore, you become a source of encouragement and motivation for other people to do better because they like you, they love you, they want you to approve of them. That is another leadership ability, to make people to want to do what you want them to do. And that is, of course, comes with the compassion, with release of your ego identification, with realizing that you are not seeking love, but you are full of love. You are not seeking approval, but you approve. You are not in ego trip, but in God trip. So eternal divine path is such a fantastic way to release you to God. And with that recognition and realization of the universalism, which is the fifth part of our teaching, you completely shatter all narrowness of the mind, and you become a child of God. This is the elect. This is the ones that they indeed have no ego identification, no prejudicity, no bounds or bondage, but they are released to God, and they are the people that can help others to love, because they do not need love, but they have love. They know themselves, and therefore they know other people, Therefore, they can help others also to know themselves. These are the ones that are called elects. These are the ones that they have been in the process of being harvested. And now is the harvest moon. It is the Feast of Tabernacle. It is time for recognition of God's preparation and prophecies and revelations and scriptures that say all these things that we say. There is no difference between what we say and what God's plan is. Therefore, if you know our teachings, you know His plan. If you know this revelation, you know what your scriptures means with elect. Your scripture says at the end time, His kingdom come. And how His kingdom is going to come? Yeah, a lot of religions, they come to us and say, yeah, the kingdom come according to their religion. But ask them how your kingdom is going to come, how God's kingdom is going to come. They say, if everybody become a Christian or Muslim or Hindu or Buddhist, but you don't have the kingdom in your own religion at this time. There is separation and destruction and disunity even between the people who follow one religion. How then can you bring the unity to humanity and His kingdom on earth? So we can see that although they profess and understand the kingdom of God should come, but they don't know how. We do. Eternal divine path is the base of the kingdom of God on earth, and the elects are those who follow the eternal divine path. I am presenting it to you. I'm not going to walk it for you. You are the one who has to walk it. So I'm putting responsibility on your shoulder to study our teaching, to recognize the eternal divine path, see the vision, see the unity of our religion, see God indeed send all this religion to humanity, and now it has come to you in a clear way with the great support of His doing.
There
has never been a revelation that has come to man so clearly, so much support for it, and the whole earth is indeed in trouble if they resist this more and more and go against God's will and His revelation. And we can see that they are. There are all signs of tribulation. There are all signs of confusion, disasters, hurricanes, tsunamis. There have never been things like that. Of course, they contribute all these things for the effect of the warming of the earth. But why it's getting warm? Why is the problem it's getting warm? Again, that's confusion and selfishness that we do not look at the nature the way it's been created to be taken care of, and it takes care of itself if we let them. We are polluting the air, we are eating the unclean animals, which is supposed to clean the earth, and they're the garbage collectors. We are creating the science which has no byproduct. The whole idea was taking away carbon dioxide from the air and put it in the form of the oil and coal to clean the air so we can have oxygen, so we can create beings that they use oxygen and eventually become humans. Now we are releasing all those carbon dioxide back to air. They were on the air before. Before evolution get a point that God put them in the form of the coal and oil and other forms, that's why there was no life on earth, because we cannot use carbon dioxide to live on. And now we are releasing it back to earth. We can't stop it because the business people can't stop it. It's not profitable to do that. So the humanity again have to take the responsibility on earth in their hand. And we have to implement the science based on the spirit. We have to create the science that can take care of the earth and is self sustaining, just like the way God does it. Everything on earth is self-sustaining, and everything depends on everything else. If you take one element out, other element cannot exist anymore and will be destroyed. Simple. But they can't stop it. They can't even acknowledge what they do is going to pollute the earth and destroy it, because they cannot imagine any other way but this way. And if they stop it now, many business people are going to oppose it. And who runs the earth? Money and business. this is the time for humanity to recognize if the way we go, the carbon dioxide that God has already made to coal and oil and deposited inside the earth so we can have oxygen, is going to be released back to the air and it's going to be destroying humanity. Many animals already are being destroyed and they are extinct because they cannot live in the environment that is changing so fast for them. Of course, it's going to accelerate as more we put such a poison in the air, the more it's going to be affecting us also. And it is. There's more probably skin cancers and all those things on earth that we are not really listening to the warning signs. But in our teaching, again, it directs humanity to recognize the spirit and bring the natural way of doing things and godly way. And therefore, at the end, we will flow with the nature. We become a part of nature instead of opposing it and destroying it and eventually destroying ourselves. So our teaching is not only just about how to live in the comings of light. It covers every aspect of humanity from the lowest to the highest level, and it is the guidance and light from God to man. So after 12,000 years, eventually they recognize that the way is this way, and that is the will of God, and if we go against it, we go against God. And whoever goes against God will not succeed. Simple. Because He created this universe for one purpose, and one purpose alone. To turn the unit consciousnesses back to go to God and become one with Him, because there was darkness in the beginning of the universe, and that darkness have to go back to light. With such a being that created the whole thing to turn around that darkness to the light, sits in the side and let human go against that purpose and the reason? I think not. He will continue doing everything possible to turn humanity and that darkness back to light, and resistance indeed is futile. And those who resist will not be able to go as far as they think they will. And it is prophesied that the Babylon the Great will fall. So we are preparing ourselves for that time, that eventually the system that is not based on God and His ways will reach a point that they no longer can stand on the shaky foundation, which is on sand, because it's not based on God. And as Christ said, whoever is not basing their life on God's word, their house is on sand. And this revelation is for those who see this vision clearly and understand that we are going toward a great collision course with the words of God and the ways of God. And He is not gonna sit and say, it's okay, go ahead and do whatever you want. I created the whole universe to take you back to God and light, but you want to be in darkness. You still think you belong to your ego identifications. You do not want to shatter them and free yourself to God and know that indeed He is your father and mother, and the universe and His creation is your home, and that's all you have to accept. And that's all there is for you to release yourself from anything else that keeps you on earth. If you cannot imagine that, just imagine where are you going to be in 1 billion years, or where were you 1 billion years before this. You can see all these things so shallow, so small, compared with how long we have been here and how long we will be here, and therefore they seem laughable. That we still identify ourselves with the ego's offerings. So it's a message to humanity to turn around, be baptized, to go to God and His words, come to your senses, realize this revelation from God, and recognize that God is not unjust, God is not cruel, God is not a being that wants to destroy things. It is a human who goes against the laws of God, and therefore they bring destruction and disunity and ego trips to themselves. God indeed is just. He has set the system. He has set creation that guides man to go back to Him. But if they resist it, they are going to destroy themselves against that setup. Therefore, God indeed does not destroy. It is human who destroy themselves. God is not cruel. It is human who brings the corrective action of the universe toward themselves. So those who do not see the hurricanes and the tsunamis and destruction which is coming to man as universe is reacting toward our doing, they are blind. They are indeed have not awakened to recognize that they should bring God back in every level of their life, from the smallest action to the highest. Is it a divine action I'm doing? Is it really God's will, or is it my will that is resisting God's will? If I'm resisting God's will, then I am against Him. I'm against the setup of the universe, and I will suffer for it. So in this revelation and explanation, God is perfect. God's way is perfect. God's setup is perfect. And man is responsible for their action. They have not come to the realization that this creation has only one purpose, and that is to turn that darkness back to light. And anything is not according to this setup will bring suffering, because you are going against the setup of the universe. And this revelation, of course, shows the way. The way is to know thyself. Get rid of your identification and ego. Know you are indeed the essence of God. Release yourself to God and realize that there is nothing else, really, connect you to anything else but to God. Everything else is just a game and a play. You can just sit there and see things happen around you, and at the same time know all of them are temporary. There's nothing really permanent to be so attached to that make your life miserable. Nothing. No matter how awful it looks right now, later on doesn't mean nothing. But if you have meditated, if you have seen your essence, then you can clearly see this happening around you so trivial, so small, compared with where you have been and where you will be. So small, so little. So the only thing really we need is a little physiological and safety need, and creation of the communities that everybody just is satisfied with the little they can have. And at the same time, reach out to bring more people to these communities. And when our number reached the critical mass, humanity will see our way is God's way, and they can also come and join us. And this world which is not godly will not stand. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see this. That is the word of God. Whoever goes against it will not stand. History has shown us this many times. And human is so slow to learn. He sent the history. He sent the revelation. He sent the prophets. He sent this revelation explaining exactly how the universe is, how His will is, and what He wants human to do. And still, they don't get it. Sorcho is asking, Maitreya, I have only one question for you, and it needs a yes or no only answer. Does the incarnation ever end? Yes, indeed, it does. When the energy that has created the universe will come to the end, and the winter of the creation comes. All those who have been saved will go to God and will be in pure consciousness, and those who have not made it will stay in the darkness. And that is where Christ said there will going to be gnashing of teeth and hell. Of course, hell is in this earth. Those who are in ego, they are in hell. Hell is not somewhere up there that is separated or different than where we are. But that one is also hell, because you have not progressed to go to God, and in that darkness you will be freezing for billions and billions of years until the next creation comes. So that is when reincarnation ends. Before that, we shall return over and over. Even those who reach full consciousness shall come back. And that is another salvation for man. Those who progress in spirit shall return. So the more people progress in spirit, the more we can make people see this vision, the more we will have later on people who have reached higher consciousness, and they come and they can teach people and accelerate human progress in a greater degree. Answering your question, which cannot be answered as yes and no, but needs an explanation. Yes, indeed, it finishes when the creation and the original energy ends. Scorcho again asks, God is not a man ever. Indeed, he's not. God is a spirit. But the essence of man is God. There is no separation and difference between the essence God and man, and the essence of man. But God's spirit comes through the prophets and the messiahs and major manifestations, and they come with the clear prophecies and genealogy and the word of God to man, and such a person have the spirit of God with him. He is called the anointed one, he whose spirit of God is indeed with him, and therefore he can bring the word of God and the message to man. In the moment of revelation, he and God are one. There is no distinction between the two, but other time he is just a man.
That is why
Christ called himself Christ, the anointed one, the Son of God, and he called himself a man, or the Son of Man. Therefore, your statement is correct, but not quite correct. If you understand our teachings and explanation, you will see the Spirit of God comes to man in the form of a prophet, a messiah, or a teacher. And all the prophets have dual nature, and they ask humanity to follow them, to follow their words. As even Prophet Muhammad says, listen to the prophet.
Whatever
he says is what I say. Though we can see in that moment that is revealing the revelation, he and God are one. He is the Son of God. In other time, he says, I'm just a man. And I'm just bringing you the message, and I'm just plain messenger. And he's correct. Therefore, we can see, by understanding this, we can see why Christ is Christ, the Son of God, is the Spirit of God on earth. We can understand why Prophet Muhammad said Christ never died, because his spirit, which was God himself, never dies. And our essence also, when reached pure consciousness, does not die. It just returns to the Father, become one with God. So if you understand that, then you do not look at the prophets and the Messiah as a man. You look at them as the Spirit of God on earth. And it does not happen often. Such events are very rare, and they usually take between 600, 1,000 years or 1,200 years before such manifestations come. And they come with the clear signs, and their presence on earth is
a point of the evolutionary process for human to the next stage. Indeed, this is the time that humanity eventually will realize that what God has been doing and what is the explanation of His revelation. And without knowing these teachings, you will not know your own religion or teachings. Therefore, these teachings is the base of all the truth for humanity to recognize and realize God. I do not see any other question. Again, we encourage you to go to our website and study the teaching and recognize and realize that this is a call to humanity to stop going against God. It is a call to all the elects to recognize themselves and shatter everything in their way to become one with these teachings. Be good, be with God. Celebrate the Feast of Tabernacle. Enjoy it. Come and be with us. There's going to be many programs that will be followed this week. Go to our schedule and choose the one that you like best and join us and let us celebrate God. Shalom, everybody.